Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So I gotta say, I think it's gotta be really weird to grow up with a super famous parent.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird to grow up with parents, if you ask me. So throw in famous and it's so strange.
Yeah, agree. But I gotta say, being Rihanna's kid is definitely a whole different league. Like, that's basically like being born into royalty. So
yeah,
obviously everyone was very excited to learn that Riri had her baby last week.
Yeah, such a lucky kid. I mean, there's literally nothing he can't do in life.
I know. I can't wait for his album to come out of just him pooping. Okay. And then he'll be a billionaire.
All right. Well, I'm not buying that. Did we not talk about poop literally this week?
I need more. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, May 20th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
So Friday the 13th definitely has a rep as an unlucky, kind of spooky day. Mm-hmm. But it may be time for a rebranding because Rihanna's baby made his earthly debut 1 week ago today on Friday, May 13th. Mm-hmm. And I think we can all agree that baby was born very lucky.
Yeah.
Rihanna is, of course, a billionaire pop star, and her partner and child's father, A$AP Rocky, is a successful rapper.
Yeah, Rihanna and Rocky were friends for years before being linked as a couple back in 2020. And things seemed to get serious between the two in 2021. Rocky referred to Ri as the one and the love of his life in interviews. To be fair, I refer to many people like that, but...
Yes, I know.
Okay. All right.
The flavor of the hour with you.
Damn, where's the lie? And although there's no marriage or engagement yet, it's safe to say they're tied for life now that they've had a baby together, what I like to refer to as a life sentence. TMZ first broke the news yesterday of Rihanna's delivery, and people confirmed the baby is a boy and was born last Friday. A source close to both Rihanna and Rocky told people they're at home in LA with the baby and said, "Rihanna is doing well. They are very excited to be parents. Rihanna is already a wonderful mom."
I mean, this doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
She strikes me as someone who's like, I don't know. Obviously, I know nothing about her, and this is just all general. I don't know, but she just seems very, like, loving and caring to me. I don't know.
She seems like the kind of mom where, like, it makes me want to be a mom just so I can, like, join those mom groups with her. Like, a mom group with Rihanna, can you imagine how amazing that'll be?
You mean, like, on Facebook or, like, an in-person mom group?
No, don't they have in-person mom groups?
I don't know. Wait. But if they do, I can't see Rihanna going to those.
Well, they would be cool.
With a bunch of, like, normies.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I wouldn't be a normie, obviously.
Obviously. So, of course, we're happy for Rihanna and Rocky because they both seemed really excited about becoming parents. And we first got news that they were expecting back at the end of January of this year when Rihanna and Rocky were photographed walking around together in New York City. I'm sure we all remember that photo.
Mm-hmm.
Rhi had her, like, Chanel jacket unbuttoned to show off her baby bump, the most chic pregnancy reveal maybe of all time.
I mean, Rihanna just absolutely took maternity fashion by storm with this pregnancy.
Yeah.
And in such a short amount of time, I feel like.
Well, that's what I was saying when, like, she gave birth. I was like, didn't we literally, like, she was pregnant for, like, an hour.
I know. And in that hour, she had at least four dozen outfit changes that just blew my mind.
I know. Yeah.
But a source confirmed the pregnancy to People at the time, saying Rihanna was excited to be a mom and couldn't be happier. The source also said she and Rocky were just like any other pair of parents to be, saying, yes, they happen to be famous, but they're just the cutest, giddiest young couple that's expecting kids. The insider also added, everything Rihanna does, she does it her own way, on her own timetable, and having a baby is no different.
Well, yeah, she had it in 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah, most regular normies take 9 to 10 months, and she was like, uh-uh.
Yeah. She's like, no, I'm ready now. Thank you. Come out. Come out. So we, of course, know that Rihanna loves to do things her own way, especially when it comes to fashion. She's kind of become a style icon, mm-hmm. I gotta say.
Yeah.
And during her pregnancy, like you said, we saw her basically reinvent maternity wear.
Yeah.
Like, the things she was wearing, I couldn't wear not pregnant.
Yeah. Without a baby in my belly, I can't wear that.
Yeah.
So.
God. So, at an event for her Fenty Beauty line in LA this past February, Rihanna told People it's been fun to play with fashion while pregnant. And she said, I'm enjoying not having to worry about covering up my tummy. And added, if I feel a little chubby, it's like, whatever, it's a baby.
She also opened up about how fashion and beauty helped her to feel confident, saying, right now, being pregnant, some days you just feel like, ugh, I just want to lay here on this couch all day. I will add, you don't have to be pregnant to feel this way.
Yep.
I can speak to. But she added, but when you put on a little face and a little lipstick, you transform. I wish I knew what that was like.
I was just going to say, like, you telling me that you don't have to be pregnant to feel that way. And I'm like, I know. I literally got a text from you that said, during my nap dream. It's like, I know.
That dream was truly insane.
I laughed. I'm like, of course, your nap dream.
Oh, man. And I feel like Rihanna definitely transformed into an actual goddess when she appeared with her baby bump on the cover of Vogue for this year's May issue. I mean, good God. People talk about being pregnant and feeling so gross in their bodies. And it's like, is this what it looks like when you're pregnant? Because it doesn't look like gross at all. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it only looks like that for her and a few other people. Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, having a glam squad, I'm sure helps.
That's fair.
But the cover shot features her in this gorgeous, form-fitting red bodysuit, which, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And the look was such a viral hit. It was immortalized as a marble statue and displayed during this year's Met Gala.
Yeah, that was wild.
It's just such a, everything happened so fast. Like,
I know.
Just like this pregnancy.
We're in a crazy, crazy time right now.
Everyone's like, we don't have time. The world's ending probably in December, so we got to do everything now.
Get that statue up. So even though Rihanna's been blessing us with her glowing baby bump looks, she's keeping some things to herself, like her baby's name. Mm-hmm. We know it's a boy, but we don't have a name yet. And of course, the internet never misses. They've got some ideas about what it may be.
Yeah.
So a source spoke to Us Weekly back in February of this year and gave some insight as to how Rihanna was selecting her baby's name. The source said, Rihanna wants her Barbados heritage honored when she names her child, as well as Rocky's roots. The source said, they want both of their cultures included. It is very important to them to keep where they're from passed down to their child.
Yeah, so both Rihanna and Rocky have ties to Barbados. Obviously, Rihanna was born there. She's a queen there. And Rocky's father was originally from there. And the source also said Rihanna may be looking to her family for inspiration, saying Rihanna has admiration for so many strong women and men in her family, and that she has a lot of names to pick from for a starting point. Now, a clue could be how she's turned to her family when naming her businesses. Her beauty line, Fenty Beauty, is named after her surname. Her last name is Fenty. And her Clara Lionel Foundation was named after her grandparents, Clara and Lionel, when she founded it in 2012.
See, I love this.
Yeah.
Because, like, for a lot of celebrities, it feels like they're just trying to have, like, the craziest name or, like, the most wild original name.
Well, I don't know if you got that. There's, like, an event on Facebook that's going to Rihanna's house, and everyone's going to sing, oh, Nana, what's his name? Oh, Nana. Are you going?
Yeah, of course. Okay. That's the one event I'm going to this year.
Thank God.
Well, and the Gracies, of course. It's got to either be about me or about Rihanna, and I'll go.
That's fair. That's a fair rule to have.
Thank you. So obviously, we all want to know what name Rihanna and Rocky are going to decide on for the baby, but this is like an ongoing trend with celebs these days. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just keeping the child's name under wraps for quite a while. Like, I don't know if people remember this, but Cardi B had her second child, a baby boy, back in September, and she waited 7 months before revealing the name.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't until last month when she finally told us that her son is named Wave. Mm-hmm. And then we've talked about this before. Kylie Jenner welcomed a baby boy with her partner, Travis Scott, in early February of this year. Originally, the name of the boy was Wolf, but then she said, actually, no, and has not told us the baby's new name.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it feels very, like, I feel like they're all in their heads about it now.
Yeah.
Especially with Kylie being like, well, we're being careful. Okay, we chose Wolf. And then everyone lost their minds. She's like, no, just kidding. That was a typo.
I think, well, I'm noticing a trend. All of these babies are boys. Does that mean something?
We add a baby eats a boy. Does anyone remember that commercial?
Nope.
By anyone, I mean you.
Nope.
You don't? Oh, man. Guys, DM me if you remember that. I feel so alone. But for Rihanna, I'm going to say this I will allow since I'm the authority
God.
On this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rihanna was stressing. She was like, oh my God, is Brooke going to be okay with this?
What's Brooke going to say? But if it's for a reason like this where you're like, I really want to incorporate my roots and my heritage and my family, then yeah, take all the time you need, baby girl.
Well, I feel like she already has a name. She's just not telling us because she's like, it's none your damn business.
That's also fair.
Which I 100% support.
I support and hate it at the same time.
I don't think we should know anyone's name. We shouldn't be introducing ourselves. We should just be like, hey.
To be fair, you don't remember anyone's name, so.
Yes, and I'm trying to make that a thing that nobody is catching on to.
Yeah, that's okay, Amanda. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Amanda Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freeson Sync.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Liam Garrow is our senior editor.
Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
And Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.